Wholesalers, welcome to another episode of Wholesaler Masterminds Radio. There's so much stuff happening at Wholesaler Masterminds, I just don't know where to start. Hopefully you've been out and you have received the new Wholesaler Masterminds app. I know we're working on Android. It may not be coming anytime in the immediate future, but it's top of mind to get you Android users, your app. But in the meantime, if you have an iPad, a Touch, an iPhone, please do go out and get the app and give us a rating. Let us know how you feel about it. So for listeners here in the United States, as well as for north of the border, you should be ecstatic because we have a Canadian visitor with us today. Allison Graham is a business development expert. She specializes in personal branding and profitable networking. She's got a book called From Business Cards to Business Relationships, Personal Branding and Profitable Networking Made Easy. I was reading through Fast Company article about how to handle small talk, working a room with five questions. And I really enjoyed the way that she was framing the topic. And so I reached out to her and I said, hey, would you mind coming in and talking to our wholesaling community about this whole notion of business networking and really becoming more proficient with that and personal branding? So, Allison Graham, welcome to Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.
Well, thank you for having me, Rob.
It is absolutely my pleasure. Now, we're going to stay very tight and focused here. I know that you're going to be writing us an article for the upcoming I Carry the Bag magazine. And we're going to begin to address one of the foundational things that you teach audiences around North America, this concept of the four pillars of profitable networking. Can you tell us more about, on the 30,000-foot view, what does this mean?
Sure. When I started studying after my own success with networking and really wanted to formulate for others who had struggled with it, how do you do it successfully? And what I found is that the best networkers are proficient in four areas. They understand what networking is all about is the perspective, the first pillar. They have realistic expectations. They have a strong personal brand, really the gut reaction of what people feel about you. And then they understand the procedures of networking. Because, Rob, you know, like, we're just expected to get out there and mingle with people and know what to do instinctively. But if you're never taught, how are you to know? So the procedures. And the last, which I think would be really great for your audience, is that strategic plan. What do you want to do to meet the right people, to get in front of the right people, and then to develop those relationships? So there are the four pillars, the perspective, personal brand, procedures, and the strategic plan.
So would that we had a lot more time. I would love to talk about all of them, and I know you're going to give us some of your insights on some of the other ones, but you're right. I'd like to do some diving into this whole notion of strategic plan. So a lot of our wholesalers, when they hear that, it sounds pretty complex, pretty complicated, maybe a lot of work, which developing a good network is, of course. But what do you mean by strategic plan? Tell us more about it.
Well, really, when we look at developing our business plan, which hopefully all your audience has, a solid business plan, that could be really an onerous experience. So it's the step before that. It's the how am I going to meet the right people and how am I going to develop those relationships? So in terms of the strategic plan, I like to boil it down to four key points. First of all, what is your priority objective? So if it's to increase sales or if it's to increase referrals, is it professional development, all of those different pieces. And I'll come back and expand on this in a minute for you. So there's that first piece. Then it's your target market, really honing in. Not every financial advisor is necessarily your target market. It may be that way, but there will be certain ones who are stronger aligned with who you are naturally, who you can create a stronger relationship with that can lead to increased referrals. So our target market, honing in on that, figuring out your resources, your time, and your money, because like you said earlier, networking is not easy. It actually, it's not that it's complicated, but you really need to make it a priority to develop those relationships. And so we want to set some objectives for that. And then the fourth piece are your interests and your dislikes. because in networking, it's a lot of we should do this. I remember sitting down with a financial services professional, and she and I were looking at her summer calendar, and I was like, whoa, you have a lot of golf tournaments in there. And she said, oh, yeah. And I said, don't you hate golf? And she said, oh, can't stand it. And so with that, I'm like, well, you can't genuinely connect with someone by doing something you don't genuinely like to do. So let's figure out, there's so many different ways in which we can develop a networking plan. Let's figure out what you naturally like to do and develop the program around that.
All right, so there's a lot to discuss here. Let's dive right in. Let's talk about this priority objectives. What do we mean there, and how do we understand how to proceed with that first bullet point?
Okay, first thing, what I'll notice people doing is let's say go to a conference, and they get involved with an association that is too aligned with what they're doing. They aren't their actual target market. So for example, I was with an advisor. Now, wholesalers have it so easy because their target market, if advisors aren't in the room, they're not going to create sales. So it's so simple for them. But if you were, say, an advisor and you were out in the marketplace, and this one story I'm just reminded of, this gal was spending 20 hours a week out doing really great things in the community. And I said, well, who's your target market? And she said, $150,000 or more to invest. And I said, well, how many people in that time that you're spending have that much money or more to invest? She said, well, none. And I said, well, there's the problem. Sorry, Rob, I moved into the target market piece. But coming back to this perspective, so if professional development is your number one priority, which for some people it is, then you want to put a priority on going to learn about your product or different training pieces. If that's probably not where your listeners are prioritizing, they want to increase their sales, so they need to be in rooms where advisors are. And if it's to increase referrals, then they need to actually spend more time with their clients. So it's just, it changes it, and there's actually a worksheet that I'm going to be happy to share with your on when we do this I Carry the Bag article, and I'll be happy to share that. You can put it on your website to download, that walks you through this piece. So then if you have your 1, 2, 3, 4 priorities, what you can do is ensure that you're spending the right amount of time doing the networking activities to achieve those objectives.
Okay, so the first notion in networking correctly, under strategic plan, is to making sure that I have my objectives outlined correctly, so I'm not networking in kind of a capricious fashion. I'm networking very tactically. I understand what my end goal is for the purpose of this networking. Is that correct?
You got it.
All right. So let's move on to number two. And I know you touched on number two, but I want to go back to it because I'm not certain that wholesalers, we spend enough time thinking about who is my target market. So I don't know if you ever, wholesalers, if you ever heard the interview we did with Anthony Annarino from the sales blog, he talked about your dream client. So similar concept here, which is who are we supposed to be going after very specifically? Is that what I'm hearing you talk about, Allison?
That's right, and I think any sales expert will tell you is to really hone in on a crystal clear target market. And again, feeding into the should be this, well, everybody is my target market. If the word everybody is anywhere in your description of a target market, you don't actually have one. So figure out who do you connect with the most. If you look at your current clients, who are your 5 favorite clients? What do they have in common? They likely will have quite a bit in common in terms of who they are, what makes them tick, their type of personality. It's easier to sell. Take the path of least resistance. And so if you know that you don't really click with this type of advisor, then maybe somebody else on your team looks after them, or maybe you don't invest as much time, even though you still want to service them in a way that has integrity and to your best of your ability. When it comes to networking and developing really, really strong relationships, choose the people who you click with the most, because like attracts like. And so if you really get along with somebody in a firm here, chances are there are other people like them that you can be targeting to say, hey, do you know so-and-so?
You know, wholesalers, I had the very good fortune of interviewing a top-performing wholesaler at a mutual fund company who may ultimately be listening to this podcast. And what I was so struck with was that part of his target marketing was to fishermen and hunters in Texas. And that may not be your affinity group, but it's his affinity group. And he worked very hard to cultivate relationships within that affinity group because he had decided that the outcome of that kind of affinity group were people that had a like mind and a like purpose and a like understanding, that he found it most efficient and effective to wholesale to. And Allison, I think that might be an example of what you're talking about. Is that right?
Perfect example. Yeah, excellent example. And not surprising that he's one of the top advisors, the top producers.
Interesting. All right. So let's move off to number three, time and money, resources. What do we mean there?
Oh, well, if you don't set a budget for, and we set budgets all the time, but let's look at how much are you going to spend on lunches, how much are you going to spend on dinners, and not to sound negative in any way, but you have to look at what is this relationship valued at, and I don't mean that in a crass way. I'm trying to say it delicately, Rob, but I know we don't have a lot of time, but you know, certain relationships, what happens is as you become more successful, you'll find your favorite clients, but they aren't necessarily your top clients in terms of revenue opportunity. And so we want to be sure that we are investing enough in the right relationships and setting some advanced plans. A lot of people will say to me, I don't have time to network. Well, you do have time. You need to make it a priority. So, but let's say you've got Susie and Johnny and, you know, you're committed to being sure that on Tuesday nights you're going to their soccer games. Then you set some boundaries around this so that on Tuesday nights you're not available for networking and being out because that's going to be your family time. So, you know, setting all of these things in terms of financial investment and what you're willing to do, what is your, you know, budget for entertainment, and figuring that out in advance and then divvying it up to be sure that you're investing an equal amount of time with the top performing clients. And then sort of distributing it accordingly after from there on, as opposed to just what I see happen a lot is people will get their top favorite clients and they will take them to all of, you know, the hockey games. So they get the box once a month, say, and they're the same 10 people who they're going to fill that box with. And that's where we're looking at the resources and matching them and aligning them with what you're going to invest.
Wholesalers, I know you're shaking your heads up and down out there. The same suspects. You go into the same different city on your rotation, same folks, same events. We take these guys to lunch. We take these guys to dinner. These guys get sporting events every 6 to 8 weeks. And so what I'm hearing is we got to be very mindful of that. And, of course, Allison, just so you know, we have no shame calling out the one-hit wonders, the time wasters, the credit card abusers, the T&E suckers. We have no shame calling out any of those. So we're all right with
you. Okay. Yeah. So let's stop spending money on them.
Yeah. So let's go over to number four. This is your interest and dislikes, because you said something that was really, really resonated, which is, well, let's not set about doing things that we don't necessarily like to do, which I know sounds quite basic, but tell me more.
You know, I really think this is one of the pieces of the puzzle that will differentiate how successful you are in your networking. When we fall into the traps of I should do this, we're not being authentic to who we are and really maximizing our opportunity to resonate with people. So figure out, and again on this worksheet that I'm going to happily provide for you and your listeners, Rob, is a list of all of the different possibilities for networking. And it's a happy face, a neutral face, and a sad face. And I ask, whenever I go in and give a workshop or and I'm working with advisors, what I do is I say, okay, figure out what do you like, what do you not like to do. And as soon as they're done the happy, neutral, and sad face, I will give them permission to never do a sad face again unless they absolutely, absolutely have to. So for me, I find that award ceremonies are pretty much up there with, you know, putting knitting needles in my eyes. I don't know about you, Rob, but is there one thing in networking that you just don't like to do? So unless, of course, if it was a client or a friend being awarded, I would gladly go. But I would prefer to write a check to the charity than to have to sit there for 5 hours and listen to people thank, everybody. So that's, I like the fast forward edition. So I've made it a rule in my life that I just don't go. And instead, you find, what do you love to do? So actually, it was a wholesaler who had this idea, and she and I talked about it. She said, I love to host a dinner party. Now, she had a fairly restricted geographic region that she was dealing with. So how she did this, she aligned her interests with her networking. And for 1 year, on Wednesday nights, she would host a dinner party at her home. And the only rule was you had to let her know by Tuesday night at 5 o'clock who you were bringing and if you were coming, and you had to bring a bottle of wine. And so for a year, she had a different group of people and prospects sitting around her table. Now, not all of them were target market, but it was a great way to align what she loved to do with growing and building her network, and she got a lot of business out of that. So it's just figuring out, what do you love, what do you dislike, not doing what everybody thinks you should, and being a little bit more creative around our networking. Because there's a lot of opportunity beyond the sports tickets or beyond the, you know, going for lunch or, whatever else, going to the charity function. So,
wholesalers, I think you'll agree with me that it was my great good fortune to find Allison Graham at Fast Company. As I'm sure you're hearing, there's a lot of layers to what we're talking about, and we haven't even touched on topics one, perspective, topic two, personal brand, topic four, which was procedures. We spent all of our time lightly cascading across this issue of strategic plan. So Allison is gracious enough to mention this worksheet. That worksheet will be found at I Carry the Bag. Nope, you're not going to find it online. You're going to find it at I Carry the Bag. So if you want to subscribe, you've got to go to icarrythebag.com. Also, if you have access to CTS, Canadian listeners will know what that is. Allison has a new TV show coming out called Elevate Biz, where she's going to speak to business owners and find out more about how they are becoming proficient at these practices. And if you want to see more from Allison, you can hit up Huntington Post, canoe.ca, Fast Company, et cetera. Allison, we will have the link to your book at our website as well as the link to your website. We're deeply appreciative for you spending time with us today at Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure indeed. Wholesalers, come back next time for another episode of Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.